This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro, chivabvu 16, 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri nichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mitengo yezvinhu yoderera muzvitoro asi veruzhinji vasina mari yekutenga zvinhu zvacho.
Meya weHarare vakambomiswa basa navakasukuwere vaBernard Manyenyeni vanoti veruzhinji vanofanirwa kuziva kuti hapana mutemo wavakatyora sezviri kutaurwa navakasukuwere.
Vagari vekwaGutu vonyunyuta nezvakaitwa navamugabe zvekuvapa chikafu chakaita semufarinya nemabanana.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa vakadzikisa tarisiro yavo yezvikamu zvavange vachifunga kuti upfumi hwenyika hunokwira nawo. Mumashoko aburiswa kuvatori venhau, bazi rezvemari rateri rekufunga kuti upfumi huchakwira nechikamu chimwe chete nezviga zvina kubva muzana kana kuti 1.4%. Zimbabwe yainge yati upfumi hwenyika hwaizokwira nezvikamu zviviri nezviga zvinomwe kubva muzana kana kuti 2.7%. Mashoko aya anouya apo sangano reZimbabwe National Statistics Agency kana kuti ZIMSTAT riri kuti mitengo yezvinhu munyika iri kuramba ichiderera zvichienzaniswa negore rapera, izvo zvinonzi nenyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi munongedzo wekuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka.
ZIMSTAT inoti mitengo yezvinhu yakaderera ne1.6% muna kubvumbi mushure mekumboderera nezvikamu zviviri nezviga makumi matatu nechimwe kubva muzana kana kuti 2.31% muna kurume. Zimbabwe inonzi nenyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi yapinda mune inonzi deflation yekuti mitengo yezvinhu inoramba ichiderera zvichapa kuti makambani akawanda avharwe. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Zviri kukotirakidza mamiriro akaita upfumi hweZimbabwe. Consumer Price Index normally inoshandiswa kuyera kusimba kana kuderera kwakaita economy yenyika yega yega. Saka kana Consumer Price Index iri kukwirira, normally zvinowanzotiratidza kuti economy iri kukwirirawo zvinhu zvinenge zvakagadzikana. Kana makaona ichiderera sezvairi kuita muZimbabwe, zvinongotiratidza kuti economy inenge ichidererawo. Saka zvinongoreflekta kuderera kweeconomy muZimbabwe. Murikuona kuti nyaya dzemari dziri kunetsa makambani ari kuvhara, vanhu vari kurasikirwa nemabasa. Saka zvese izvi zviri kuafekta aggregate demand muecomy, nekuti chinoita kuti mitengo yezvinhu inge ichikwira idemand yemahouseholds nemakambani nemaeconomic agent anenge ese anenge ari munyika. Saka kana aggregate demand yakaderera sezvairi, zvinoitawo kuti mitengo yezvinhu munyika inge ichidererawo. Saka I think ndopatiri senyika zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka. Makambani ari kuvhara muikonomi, hapana production iri kuitika, hamuna mari iri kusekuleta zvakanaka, unemployment yakanyanyisisa. Saka zvese zviri kuafekta mamiriro ezveupfumi.
Saka nekuderera kuri kuita upfumi uko zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende kuedza kugadzirisa mamiriro ezvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi?
I think tinofanira kupa maincentive kuvanhu vanoproducer mabhizinesi kuti asaramba achivhara mabhizinesi, atange kuproducer. And incentive hombe ndeyekuona kuti taderedza yatinoti pachirungu cost of doing business. Nekuti parizvino mutengo wekuita business muZimbabwe wakanyanya kukwira zvakanyanyisisa. Wakakwira zviri kuproduce zvacho zviri zvishoma. Saka tine problem ye number 1 ye lack of production. Number 2 tine problem ye productivity yakaderera zvakanyanyisisa. Saka kuti tipedze madambudziko aya hunge tanga kuproducer senyika. Hunge tatanga kudila nemafekta ari kuita kuti vanhu asade kuproducer muZimbabwe, ari kuita kuti even mainvestor asade kuuya kuZimbabwe.
Nyanzvi mnyaya dzezveupfumi vashanda nesangano Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara vari parunare muHarare.
Vakambomiswa basa sameya veguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vanoti nanhasi havaonese pane mutemo wavakachikora mukuita kwavo basa, kunyange hazvo maonero egurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu vaSevia Kasukuere akasiyana neavo. Vachitaura kekutanga kubva pakaraswa nedare repamusoro chikumbiro chavo chekuti nyayawo ikasike kunzwikwa kumatare, vaManyenyeni vanoti kumiswa kwavo basa pamwe chete nemunyori weguta vaJames Mushore kuri kukanganisawo mafambisirwo ezvinhu zvakawanda mukanziro yeHarare, kunyange hazvo paina meya nemunyori vakafanira kubata matomu. VaKasukuere vakamisa vaManyenyeni basa masvondo matatu apfuura vachivapomera mhosva yekusateerera mushure mekunge vaManyenyeni nekanzuro yavo vapinza basa vaMushore semunyori mukuru wekanzuro. Tabata vaManyenyeni kuti tinzwe pavamire panyaya yavo.
Ndozvakaitika ndozvatinosangana nazvo muno matinogara muguta redu reHarare nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Asi kuti dzimwe nyaya mbiri dzichiri matare akarewo. Vamwe vanoti chena ine zvematare, isusuwo nyaya dzedu dzimwe dzichiri matare. Tozoona kuti kunopota chingoko.
Asi muchitarisawo mamirira azvakaita, zviri kukanganisa zvakadii mafambisirwo ekanzuro?
Kune zvakawanda zviri kutikanganisa. Mafambiro akuta kanzuro parizvino hatiriwo mafambiro anotarisa chiita. Mukatarisa zvino tingati meya vakarembera, tsvangurako vangu vachinge vakarembera. Zvinoti viringei mashandiro ekanzuro. Pane zvakawanda wanda zvakamira zvimwe zviri pakumhanyiwana zvine chimbi chimbi. Nyaya dzevashandi dzedziyati ndakasiya kusine dambudziko revashandi kusatambiriswa. Panoda kuiswa musoro pamwe chete. Tinobayira kuti kana variko vane zvavari kuita iri nani. Kana vatsiri dambudziko rokunange rakangomirawo ivovo. Ende pane dzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichingobikwa mukanzuro imomo. Dzinoda utungamiri hwakadzikama nekanzuro yakadzikama. Bond pana meya pana councillors nepana town clerk vanotungamiri vavo. Zvino kana zvakamira zvakadai so pano tinetsei kufambisa dzimwe ndima dzakadaro izvozvinhu.
Mune tarisiro here yekuti nyaya yenyu ingakasika kupinda mudare ichinzwikwa kuti mukasike kuwana ramangwana renyu kana kuziva pamumire?
Zvikuti matare anofamba nenguva yakadii nechichimbi dzakadii zvinogona kutinetsa kutaura nezvazvo. Tinongoti pazvaitikira pacho totanga nezvinge zvabuda ipapo.
Saka iye zvino vateereri vangada kuziva kuti meya vari kuitei zvii zvamuri kubata makambomiswa basa kudai?
Zviri kukanzuro direct ndakaedza kukoshesa kusurudzwa kwandakaita. Saka zviri kukanzuro direct handisi kutamba nazvo, ndiri kude ndakasudurukawo mazviri. Zvino zvakasangana neni semugari zvandashayira mukana zvandokuedza kumhanya nazvo iyo nguva yandakasudurudzwa. Handidi kupinda mune zvinoitwa mukanzuro kanzuro nekuti kune zviripo ikoko, uye ndikaendomboedza kuremekedza zviripo iyo zvino ndotingawirirani nazvo ruzhinji aruwiriranewo nazvo futi. Asi ndakatimbodzisa kuzvipa mukana izvozvo zviripo.
Avanga vari vakambomiswa basa sameya weHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Vamwe vagari vekumaruwa ekwaGutu vari kushoropodza zvikuru mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachiti vakavatsvinyira nekuvapa chikafu chakaita semufarinya kana kuti kasava nemabhanana, chikafu chavanoti chinowanzodyiwa nevanhu vekumadokero kweAfrica. Mutoreri wenhau Gandri Maramba anoti panyaya inotevera.
VaMugabe vakapa vanhu vekwaGutu chikafu ichi musi wechishanu apo vakaita musangano pachikoro chepachamisa primary school mushure mekunge vabata maoko erufu rwacheGutu avo vakashayika makore matatu apfuura. Vamugabe vakapa ruzhinji rwevagari ava chikafu ichi pamwe chete nematani mapfumbamo echibage netani rimwe chete rematemba kuti vabatsirikane sezvo nzara yakafunya chisero mudunhu remasvingo. Asi vamwe vagari vekwaguti vanoti uku kuvaseka sezvo vasingadyi mufarinya uye chibage chavakapuwa chiri chishoma. Mumwe mugari wemunzvimbo iyi vapisai gumbo jena vanoti havana kana ruzivo rwekuti mufarinya uyu unobikwa sei.
Izvi zvaitotishamisa vaisusu nokuti isu hatitombozivi kuti zvobikwa sei zvana mukasavha zvacho izvozvozvo. Akamboone pisadza remabhanana tajaira sadza redu remhunga rechibage izvo akauya achitipa izvi zvinhu zvetisingatombozivi kuti unozvibikisa mwana chirudzi pane zvavakauya nezvishomashoma izvo. Ndofunga chibage chakauya chakangopiwa vakuru vomusangano ndo vakangowana, isusu hapana kana chatinacho kana chimwe.
Zvinofungidzirwa kuti kasava iyi nemabhanana akapuwa nyika yeZimbabwe nenyika diki diki yechitsuwa chePapua New Guinea kuti ibatsirikane panguva yenzara yaikatarisana nayo. Muzvare Patient Gondoza, mumwe mugari wemunzvimbo iyi, vanotiwo vamugabe havana kuratidza kuti vanonzwisisa zvichemo zvevanhu munyaya dzechikafu. VaJosiah Murangana vanotiwo mutungamiriri wenyika ari kuratidza kukwegura kwake nezviito zvake. Vanoti vamugabe vangadai vakauya kuzobata mawako kare kare kwete makore matatu apfuura, uye kuuya nechikafu chisingadyiwe nevanhu munenge zvokuti havasi kuziva zviri kuitika munyika.
Zvinhu zvinoshamisa zvikuru kuti isu muZimbabwe tikarangarira dambudziko redu isusu tajaira kurya mabagwe ndo step of food yedu isu sadza. Zvinana mabhanana kasava izvi hatizvizivi, kana iri sekasava toizi handisi kuti kumba kwavo ndozvavanodya here, nokuti isu kunotajaira sadza mabhanana awa anongozhiwa musuyo zvodopera, hatichadi kubatwa kumeso. Mukuru unenge achembera zvokudokangamwa nestep of food yedu chai.
Vamwe vakawanda vanogununguna kuti mutungamiri wenyika haana kujekesa kuti aizobatsira sei vanhu vari kuziya nenzara munyaya dzechikafu. Vanhu vanopfuura mamiriyoni mana muZimbabwe vakatarisana nenzara inotyisa chaizvo. Vachitaura pagungano iri, Ishe Gutu vakaudza vamugabe kuti dunhu ravo richaramba richivhotera ZANUPF musarudzo. Izvi zvinoshorwa zvikuru nemasangano anopikisa anoti kutyora bumbiro remutemo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 mumasvingo, ndini Gandhi Maramba.
Vamwe vagari vekubhikita kumasvingo vanoti nzara yapfunya chisero mudunhu ravo, zviri kuita kuti vamwe vaende kuzvikoro zvemaboarding kunodya chikafu chinenge chasiyiwa nevadzidzi vari muzvikoro izvi. Mumwe mugari wekubhikita, Ambuya Mubayiwa, vanoti vanofunga kuti basi rehurumende rinobatsira vanotambura resocial welfare harisi kuita basa nemazvo, sezvo dzimwe mhuri dziri kusiyiwa dzichiyaura nenzara, mhuri shoma dzichiwana rubatsiro. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kutaura nebasi iri kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzaro panyaya iyi. Mavelas Muhlanganya wewe Studio 7 aita hurukuro naAmbuya Mubayiwa kuti tinzwe dambudziko ravo.
Kubhikita kune nzara hakuna zvokutamba. Vanhu vari kupuhwa nesocial welfare vari kungopuhwa 88 muraini, chero mabaro akanzi awedzerwa unongoona nhamba iyo ichingobuda yakadaro. Hakuna chiri kufamba, vari kungopuhwa itembere chete. Vamwe vanhu vese havasi kutombotariswa nezvavo. Saka hazvitombobatsiri zviri kuno zvachona izvozvo, nokuti vanhu vakungorarama zvokutongobetsera navo kuenda kundokumbirawo vamwe nokudii nokudii. Ndo zviripo zvachona izvozvo. Vamwe vanotoenda kumushana kundotsvaga sadza. Kuboarding school yedu inonzi Mushana ndiko kunoitwa kundotsvaga sadza ikoko kutoti vanhu vararame.
Imi nemhuri yenyu muri kurarama sei zuva nezuva?
Isu takatopinda mumagadheni kuzama kurima muriwo. Tinongorya kamwe pazuva, tinongodya kamwe muriwo. Ndo watinogona kungotiwo tikawana voti tombomwa kapu kapu tosanganisawo nemuriwo watakarima uyoyo tomwa tii manheru tozodya sadza kuti tiwane kuvata zvakanaka. Mangwana zvetomuka zvetoti kapu kapu totanga muriwo wedu tosanganisa totomwisa tii muriwo uyoyo. Hakuna zvimwe zvatinotomborarama nazvo because vanhu vari kutorwa 88 muraini, pamwe vanototorwa kana kuti 5 tero nhamba yakanzi yawedzerwa. Unotoona kunge ameno kuti chii chiri kumbotoa nzvimbo. Unotozoona mumwe munga asiri imomo akutongonzwe ndiye akutopuhwa. Iye zvinezvi vakataura kuti kune food for work. Food for work yachona iyoyo Vakatotora vacho.
Ndianani vari kupa chikafu ichi?
Ndomumwe anoti ndiri mukuru wesocial welfare, ndiye anoti ndini ndinotungamirira izvozvo. Asi unonyatsaona kuti iye haadi kubvunzwa, haadi kana kutaurirwa kuti ko vamwewo vozodii. Aiwa, vanongoti ndakufambira izvozvo zvatokwana.
Imi shuwiro yenyu ndeyeyi, mungade kuti hurumende ibatsire sei?
Shuwiro yedu zvavakanga vapinza seFood for Work, vaona kuti mamwe ese mazerovo, ese vakaona kuti havakodzeri kupuhwa pasocial welfare, venango vatinga
avanga vari ambuya mubayiwa mumwe mugari wekubikita vachitaura namavelas muhlanganya wewe studio 7 vari kumasvingo.
Makateerera kune vhenyuro yevanhu yestudio 7 tiri kutevhenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 919 am, pa 4930 kana pa 605 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave.
Kunyange hazvo bumbiro remitemo yenyika richipa kodzero yehutano kuvagari vemuZimbabwe, veruzhinji vanoti havasi kuwana kodzero iyi nekuda kwematambudziko akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira kuondomoka kwehupfumi kwasiya veruzhinji vasina mabasa pamwe neurombo uhwo hunonzi hwatekeshera munyika. Patricia Mudadigwa anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vagari vekwamutoko sekungochema chema kuri kuita vanhu mumativi mana enyika vanoti vari kurwadzikana zvikuru nekuparara kuri kuita zvinhu munyaya dzeutano mudunhu ravo. Mumwe mugari wekwamutoko vaphilip Muyengo vanoti kunyange hazvo hurumende yakavaka makirinika, Zimbabwe ichangowana rusununguko. Makirinika mazhinji aya anguva matemhe asina chunhu sezvo zvipatara izvi zvisisina mishonga. Vamuyengo vanotiwo muzvipatara izvi hamuna vana mukoti kana ana chiremba vakakwana.
Kuno kwamutoko chero zvazvo the right to health iri enshrined mubumbiredzwa remutemo, but tiri kuona kuti kazhinji weruzhinji kana kuti vagari vemuno mamutoko havasi kukwanisa kuwana zvinhu zveutano kana tangati right to health yacho, zvakafanana nemushonga, access to madrug or access to even primary health care chaiyo iri kunetsa. Kuti unogona kuenda kuchipatara kunenge kusina mushonga yakakwana, kunenge kusina wana chiremba wakakwana kana wana mukoti wakakwana. Saka ndezvimwe zvekuti kodzero dzacho dzekuti munhu akwanise kuona zveutano hasati dzanyatsokurealizwa mamutoko. Weruzhinji hasati wakwanisa kuaccessa mabasics ezveutano. I think ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kusangana nazvo mudunhu rino.
Mumwe mugari wekwamutoko amai Rabeka Mapurani vanotsigirawo nyaya yekuondomoka kwoupfumi vachiti vari kusangana nendufu zhinji nekuda kwokushayikwa kwavana chiremba pamwe nekushayikwa kwemishonga mumakirinika ari mudunhu ravo.
Oraiti, nyaya yeutano iri kunetsera pakuti madokta anenge asiko. Dzimwe dzenguva munhu anosvika achisvika madokta pasina, saka anosvika pakugona kana kufa asina kuwanika rubatsiro kurapwa kwaanenge achida kuita. Patira pane mutoko hospital neosos, asi haosos iri kurefu. Mutoko ino ndiyo yatowanzotransfera tichibva kwedu kwakawazva tichiya kuno.
Ishe mutoko vanoti urombo hwakawedzerwa nenzara iriko gore rino hwasiyawo veruzhinji vari parumananzombe munyaya dzeutano nekuda kwokusawanikwa kwemari. Hurumende yakamboisa chisungo chekuti panosvika 2000 munhu wese wemuZimbabwe anofanirwa kunge owana utano hwakakwana. Asi makore gumi nematanhatu mushure ma2000 zvinhu zvakaita manyamamire nerongo munyaya dzeutano, izvo zviri kuita kuti vamuyengwa nevamuveruzhinji vaomerwe neupenyu. Kunyange hazvo mugore ra1985 sangano rinoona nezveutano pasi rese reWorld Health Organization rakarumbidza Zimbabwe nekugona kwayo kusimudzira utano hwakanaka hwevanhu. Nyanzvi munyaya dzeutano dzinoti zvinosuwisa kuti Zimbabwe yakadzokera mumashure zvakanyanyisa uye zvizvarwa zvayo zvizhinji hazvikwanisi kuwana mari yekuenda kuzvipatara. Zvipatara hazvisisina mishonga uye vana chiremba nana mukoti vari kuenda kune dzimwe nyika sezvo hurumende yeZimbabwe ichivapa mari yepasi pasi pamwe nekusawanikwa kwemabasa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kwamutoko, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Mumwe akatadza kupinda muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship mugore ra 2014 uye muna 2015 Patrick Miller akaramba kukanda mafumo pasi ndokuzobudirira gore rino. Miller anotungamira sangano rinonzi Project Itemba uye ndemumwe wechidiki wemuZimbabwe makumi matanhatu vachananga kuAmerica mwedzi unouya kuzoita zvidzidzo zvakasiyana-siyana muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Miller audza tatenda gumbo weStudio 7 kushinga kwake uye tarisiro yake pasi pechirongwa ichi.
Ndakatanga kuapplya muna 2014 asi handina kukwanisa kupinda. 2015 handina kukwanisa kupinda asi ndakaramba kuti ndingozvisiya zvakadaro. Ndakati no, handingakwanisa kungozvisiya zvakadaro nokuti inini ndanga ndo passion yangu ndiri ndichida kubatsira vamwe vanhu nekushandisa my gifts as a creative.
Saka tinoziva kuti iko kwa kuZimbabwe unoita program inonzi Project Itemba. Chimbotiudza kuti program yacho inofamba sei?
Inonzi Project Itemba ndakaitanga muna 2014. Pandakatanga program iyi ndakarealiza kuti ndinokwanisa kuita basa rakawanda semunyori, semunhu anoita zvemitambo. Saka Project Itemba basa rayo nderekuti kudila nemaissues anonetsawo kune vana vechidiki, but then tinodila neawo tichiita zvokuita zvokushandisa maaunt.
And Patrick, pane wechidiki wanenge wachiti kuti hawaziwe zvanenge wachida kuita muupenyu, aiwe unoti chii semunhu ari kuziva inonzi nechirungu passion ayako?
Inini kwavanoda kuti semunhu wechidiki hakuda kungoramba wakangozvisa in that place yekuti hauzive zvauri kuda kuita o hauzive zvauri nekuti uri munhu wechidiki. Because hapasisina nguva. Nguva yautori nayo ndiyo izvezvi yekuti chi unatsokuona kuti ungakwanisa kuita sei. Because wakatobleswa kudhara nezvau nemagifts nemaskills to take you to that place where you want to be. Saka hapana nguva yekuita sei yekumira. Zvinhu ndezvokutraya kuona kuti ndezvipi zvinoita ndezvipi zvisiri kuita. Because munhu wakazosvimudzira pauri haumboziva kuti unokwanisa kusvika kupi.
Patrick Miller ndemumwe wevechidiki vemuZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship uye anotungamira sangano reProject Itemba. Teyainzeve mangwana apo tichange tichikurukura nemumwe ari pasi pechirongwa ichi, muzvare Staviso Ndlovu uye anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vasinganzwi.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection mangwana tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevamwe vachishandisa mureza padandemutande reinternet vachishora zvikuru huori uye utongi hwezanu PF.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana, muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutevhenyera tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Kutambirai vatereri, ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Muchirongwa pindai mudariro. Chatinotara nevechidiki. Nastina tafadzwa chiwaridzo. Mukomana vechidiki anoimba nziyo dzechitendero. Ko wakadi hako?
Ndinofara makadi zvenyusi.
Aiwa, tiri right. Tafadzwa, chinangwa chako ndechei?
Ini ndikuparidza shoko raMwari kuburikidza nekuimba nziyo dzechitendero. Yenda kumarudzi akasiyana siyana. Asi ndichinyanya kushandisa mutauro wechishona.
Zvekuimba izvi makazvitanga rini?
Kuimba ndikangoti ndakakura ndichiita zvekuimba. Asi kuzoita zvekutikisa nziyo ndakatanga muna 2018. Vandakatanga damba refu rangu iri kutanga. Vandazoridzokorodza muna 2014 damba refu rinonzi Baba Ndadzoka. Vatawedzera nziyo dzakanga dziri papo dzaive 6 ndobva dzaitaita kuti dzive 10.
Sei makariti Baba Ndadzoka?
Alright, Baba Ndadzoka inini ndinotaura upenyu hwangu. Inini ndiri mwana wechidiki kudai. Ndakambokura, ndakambodarama, in fact. Ndiri mudiki kudaro. ndakamborapa maupenyu tanga kuri weho kuramba mwari ndakambe ndadziviswa mwari ndiri kamwana kadini ndakamboramba mwari akatenda kuzodisaidi ndaona kuti aiwa ndanyatsoparidzirwa shoko ramwari ndikandipinda moyo mangu ndikabva ndafunga kuti aiwa ndikaendizoshe kuna mwari
mabanda tsoka inini ishe ndakatadza ndatsoka mundiregere.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, vatsigiri vechikwata cheDynamos vakamuka chibembenenga vakatozoparadzaniswa nemapurisa mushure mekunge chikwata chavo chadamburwa neFC Platinum. Mutori wedu nhau dzemitambo, Michael Kariati, anotiudza zvakaitika.
Vatsigiri vechikwata ichi vakamuka chibembenenga vachiratidzira pakapera mutambo wavo neFC Platinum, vachiedzera ivo kuti murairidzi wekuPortugal Paulo George Silva, uyo akadzingwa basa svondo rapera, anofarira kudzorerwa pabasa rake vachiimba ivo kuti sachigaro wavo vake nemubayiwa vari kuita zvekutamba navo. Vateveri vedhimbare ava, avo vakabharira chikwata chavo mavanopfekera nhumbi dzekutambisa kwemaawa anokwana maviri kusvikira vadzingwa nemapurisa, vari kuti panzvimbo yekuti Silva aende vamubayiwa avo vasina kuuya kumutambo uyu ndivo vanotofarira kusiya basa vachinzi vagarisa pachinzvimbo. Vatsigiri ava vaimba zvine mutsindo zita raSilva uyo aivewo pamutambo uyu, uyo Dynamos yakadamburwa 1-0 nechibodzwa chakabva kuna Gift Bello uyo aimbotambira Dimbare makore matatu apfuura. Vanotevera Dynamos ava vakabuda pachena kuti havasi kuda Lloyd Mutasa uyo akapiwa basa raSilva, vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti Silva adzorwe pabasa nechimbi chimbi, vachiti pamberi naSilva uyo vari kuti anoziva basa rake. Vatambi veDynamos vakazobuda munhandare kwapera maawa maviri vakadzivirirwa nemapurisa nemotokari yemunyori mukuru wechikwata ichi vawebsa chikengezha iyo yakaputswa mahwindo yatemwa nematombo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM nhasi tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi, tichitaura nemi vateereri nezvekuti muri kukwanisa here kutenga zvinhu muzvitoro sezvo tiri kunzwa kuti mitengo yaderera asi hakuna munhu ari kukwanisa kutenga. Sezo nguwa edia pera, regaiti mbotarisa misoro yenao zvakare.
Mitengo yezvinhu yoderera muzvitoro asi veruzhinji vasina mari yekutenga zvinhu zvaderera mitengo izvi.
Meya weHarare vakambomiswa basa navakasukuwere vaBernard Manyenyeni vanoti veruzhinji vanofanira kuziva kuti hapana mutemo wavakatyora sezviri kutaurwa navakasukuwere.
Vagari vekwaGutu votsamwiswa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe avo vakavapa chikafu chemufarinya. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinovimba kuti muchange muine sezvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei ku studio7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa Studio 7 pachannel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWiztek kubva na 7 PM kusvika na9 PM. Chirongwa ichi chinodzokororwa zvakare na11 kusvika na1 AM. Kana muri paWiztek, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. anokonika ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiya emina Chris Gande na Marvelous Mhlanganya huye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 16th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwean villagers attack President Mugabe for donating cassava in Masvingo province ravaged by a crippling drought.
Cassava is just an alien food. To us, we don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has revised downwards Zimbabwe's projected economic growth to 1.4%.
I think basically these figures reflect the state of the economy, because normally the consumer price index is a barometer of the strength of the economy.
And tonight we are featuring Mandela Washington Fellow, businessman Skosana Masibiza.
And Dynamo's fans go on the rampage as new coach apologizes for his team's poor performance.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Villagers in Gutu communal lands in Masvingo province have slammed President Robert Mugabe for donating cassava and bananas at a time when most of them have run out of the staple food maize meal due to a crippling drought. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba has more details.
President Mugabe made the donation at a rally at Chamisa Primary School in Gutu shortly after paying his condolences to the late Chief Gutu Amos Tasirai Masanganise, who died 3 years ago. Villagers who spoke to Studio 7 said the donation was a mockery to them, as they do not eat cassava, while bananas are not associated with ending hunger. One of the villagers who only wanted to be identified as Gondoza said President Mugabe should not have donated such items, as people in the region eat traditional grains and not cassava.
Cassava is just an alien food. To us, we don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize, but we're so shocked to realize that the president brought cassava to us so that we can prepare, but we don't even know how we're going to survive with it. This shows that the government and our president is now at a desperate situation. He doesn't even know how he's going to face up, like, with the situation. So I think, yeah, he really mocked us.
Indications are that the president sourced the cassava and bananas from West African island of Papua New Guinea. This could neither be confirmed nor denied by presidential spokesperson George Charamba, who was not reachable for a comment on the donation and the source of the cassava and bananas. Another villager, Timothy Mavuzi, said the donation was a sign of desperate measures by Mr. Mugabe to please hungry Zimbabweans.
To me, these are very desperate measures. Bananas will not end our hunger. And much as he brought cassava, it's not our staple food. Our staple diet is maize. He should have brought maize.
Villager Timothy Murangana conged, adding that president's donation was an insult to the Gutu community.
We were very, very surprised to see the president bringing us cassava and bananas in our community. To me, it was an insult per se. Was how can the president bring cassava? Yet he knows very well that our staple food is maize. And also, it was very funny to see the old man coming to say his condolences to the man who was deceased. in 2013.
Other villagers said they were shocked to learn that the president came to Gutu to pay his condolence to a person who died several years ago. Speaking to the villagers, Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at war veterans who are spearheading a campaign to block his wife Grace from succeeding him. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.
Meanwhile, in Chinoy, some war veterans said this weekend they will not take part in the so-called 1 million men march scheduled for next week to show solidarity with President Robert Mugabe. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa, who attended a meeting of the former freedom fighters in Chinoy, filed this report.
Former freedom fighters who came from all the provinces numbering more than 500 gathered in Chinoy on Saturday expressing disappointment at the ongoing tensions between the youth and themselves. The war veterans said a faction calling itself G40, known to be sympathetic to the First Lady Grace Mugabe, has been exposed, adding First Lady Grace Mugabe has finally realized that she cannot lead a faction in a country. Speaking at the meeting, War Veteran Secretary General Victor Matemadanda said members of G40 who have no history of the struggle were taking advantage of a communication breakdown that existed between the war vets and the First Family before they met President Mugabe last month. Matemadanda said the First Lady has realized that she cannot lead a function when she is the mother of the nation.
Many people without a history of their own, as far as the struggle, the revolution is concerned, have been capitalizing on this lack of communication. And we are closing that door. It's not going to happen again. We are never going to give them a chance again to get between us and the First Family. Our First Lady can never be part of a faction.
Matemadanda said the war vets are not going to be part of the organizers of what he described as a poorly organized 1 million men march because they don't want to be associated with failure. Matemadanda said some elements within the G40 faction want to rope in war vets in a last-minute effort to save face for those who failed to organize the much-publicized events.
This is not coming from the president. It is coming from people who want to cause another division. They want, when this thing fails, they want to blame it on war veterans, as though war veterans are the brains behind it. We do not want people who create things and try to blame them on war veterans, because if the youth have organized their march, let them do it.
The war vets, whose meeting was punctuated with a lot of down with G40 slogans, said people who are trying to cause confusion in the party are the same people who say there's a plot to kill President Robert Mugabe in order to succeed him. They added that the people saying this should be arrested and forced to tell the nation the alleged culprits. Sanyati MP and the National War Veteran Secretary for Business Development, Runesu Blessed Geza, said those who are spreading lies to the nation that their people want to kill the president must provide tangible evidence to the police or risk being arrested themselves for causing alarm and despondence in the country.
They must be held accountable for their statements. It's a serious offense.
Yes.
Right. Yes, where are they? Hey, where are they?
National Consultative Member for Kadoma, Jimaya Muduri, who is on a whirlwind tour of provinces, is preaching the gospel that Vice President Mnangagwa and Grace Mugabe have no factions. Jimaya, who is claiming to have been sent by Mnangagwa, who is his uncle, said Mnangagwa will not try to take ZANU-PF leadership while President Mugabe is still alive.
I went and asked the vice president about talk that he wants to wrestle power from the president while he is still around. That is until 2023. But the vice president said he didn't want to take over from the president, because the two of them have been together since the liberation struggle. I respect him.
Conducted for comment, Sarama Oka says the old vets are misrepresenting facts and dared them to come and contest her if they think they are more popular than her in Urungwe.
2018, I, my Mahoka, won't be intimidated by anyone. I want real men to come and challenge me and see what will happen.
The old vets Becky Mnangagwa seems to have propelled his function Lacoste above G40 that seemed to have lost direction since First Lady Grace Mugabe has been out of the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow when we will discuss the viral This Flag movement calling on Zimbabweans to demand their rights and hold the government accountable.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has revised downwards the country's economic growth forecast to 1.4% from the initial projection of 2.7%. The new projection brings the target in line with the projections of the two Bretton Woods institutions, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Chinamasa said in a statement that despite the headwinds facing the economy, growth in 2016 is projected to remain positive at 1.4%. The downward projection comes after the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, or ZIMSTAT, today said the country's consumer prices declined 1.64% year-on-year in April after contracting 2.31% in March. ZIMSTAT said on a month-on-month basis, prices fell 0.21% compared with a 0.12% dip in the previous month. Chief Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the economy is on the decline.
I think basically these figures reflect the state of the economy because they normally... The consumer price index is a barometer of the strength of the economy. So when the economy is weakening, you tend to see that the consumer price index will actually decline. When the economy is strengthening, the consumer price will also tend to increase. So I think what's happening in Zimbabwe is that owing to lack of aggregate demand in the economy, that has actually resulted in consumer price index actually going down. Prices have been going down as a result of weakening aggregate demand owing to issues to do with liquidity, retrenchments, unemployment. But generally, it reflects the weakening in terms of the economy.
What is the way forward?
The way out of this is to ensure that we are producing. Once we are producing, number one, it means we are also able to export. And once we are exporting, we are able to get receipts back into the economy to improve liquidity. We need to come up with policies that ultimately will result in liquidity in the economy improving. And the best way of doing that is by producing. And the best way of producing is by ensuring that we reduce the cost of doing business. We need to invest in infrastructure. We need to invest in the enablers of the economy so that at least our producers can begin to produce. As it is at the moment, companies have been closing. Underemployment is very high. And the best way of dealing with those challenges is to make sure that we are a producing economy.
And that was Chief Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Mm-hmm.
Studio 7 will be running an economic series starting tomorrow, focusing on Zimbabwe's ailing economy.
Will the bond notes help in reviving the economy? Does Zimbabwe need a policy shift to attain reasonable growth?
Don't miss this three-part series on Zimbabwe's economy starting tomorrow here on Studio 7. Stay tuned.
A lifetime opportunity. This is how businessman Skhosana Masibisa is describing his participation in the upcoming 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship Program. Masibisa, founder of the confectionery company SWAD, is one of the 60 young Zimbabweans headed for the United States next month for the 8-week fellowship. He will study business and entrepreneurship at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. Masibisa tells Studio 7's reporter Ntungamili Nkomo he hopes to gain the right knowledge to expand his business.
Such opportunities are very rare, and not only are they important, they enhance our leadership skills, social networking, business and entrepreneurship. It gives one a global overview how the world is operated, how Zimbabwe can tap into the global value chain, and how best can we enhance our economy moving forward as young people.
What products do you produce?
SWAD is a confectionery company which solely does biscuits, potato crisps, pastry chips, and dried foods. This company is located here in Bulawayo since 2014. Our main task is confectionery, and our main target are young people who believe in opulence and quality.
You are located in Bulawayo, where many industries and companies have shut down because of economic challenges. How are you managing?
What makes SWAD survive under harsh economic situations in Zimbabwe, specifically in Bulawayo, where we are witnessing a large deindustrialization of companies, is our marketing strategy. As SWAD, we are focusing on fast-moving consumer goods, which has been choked by imports. What we do is we use a marketing strategy called the matrix, where low-cost products are covering overheads for high-cost products. And our marketing strategy is very simple and plain. We use what we call co-creation and low approach, where we go down to the market, specifically to young people. We explain to them what SWAD stands for, and buying SWAD products, the impact of buying SWAD products under the Buy Zimbabwe brand. Also, what makes SWAD survive under such economic climate is our corporate social responsibility, where we are participating in community activities. For example, we have Lobengula High School, where we are sponsoring debates, clubs, interaction clubs. We are also involved in paying fees for the less privileged.
Mandela Washington Fellow Nkosana Masibisa, founder of the confectionery company SWAD, he was speaking on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo. Tune in tomorrow and hear the story of another fellow, Sibiso Ndlovu, an advocate for people living with hearing impairments.
And now we take a look at regional and international news. For the third day in a month, hundreds of protesters gathered in Nairobi to demand major reforms in the country's electoral commission, starting with the resignation of the commission members.
Donald Trump says he may end up having a bad relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron after he called the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, quote, divisive, stupid and wrong, end quote, for proposing a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States.
And the state of the economy is being stressed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as they try to win votes for tomorrow's Democratic presidential primaries in Oregon and Kentucky.
A person living with both disability and HIV can endure untold sufferings if there are no relevant interventions. In the following report, Safari Njema looks at the issue through highlighting one of the challenges faced by a person in this predicament.
36-year-old Anna Longisani is a resident of Overspill in Epworth. She is blind and is HIV positive. Longisani, a widow, went blind at the age of 29 soon after the death of her husband. Longisani now stays with her father, Iwo Longisani, who is employed as a security guard in the area. For a person with a condition, she needs to go for regular checkups, where they have to hire a car for $10 per visit. In addition, Anna needs to buy basic needs and to have a special diet, which is fairly expensive by her living standards. Her father's salary of $80 per month is not enough to sustain the two of them. Occasionally, Longisani is assisted to bath by her aunt, who stays 10 kilometers away, and during holidays, her 12-year-old sister, Rachel, helps with the household chores.
My young sister, who is about 12 years now, helped me to take a bath, especially I don't go to the toilet, because I can't walk properly. I always bath in this house. Even if you look at my clothes, they are dirty right now. I've got only one blanket.
The Epworth local board has served the family with a notice to demolish their house to pave way for a new road. The family water well and ablution facilities require serious attention. Longisani has one blanket and three dresses which have not been washed for a long time. In addition to her nightmare, neighbors are shunning the family.
I'll be always alone. I'll be outside, I can say, 9 to 10 o'clock. There I sit listening to the other people's, their story will be, I enjoy them, but there's no need for me to answer or to say anything because they will be far away from me. So I start to feel lonely and I go back into the house.
It is disturbing that at such a tender age, her sister Rachel handles household chores normally reserved for professional nurse aides.
The problem that I face when I help her, she cannot bath, I can bath her, cook for her, and find food that she can eat.
The World Health Organization says a good diet is one of the simplest means of helping people living with HIV/AIDS. It also says a balanced nutrition helps the body fight diseases by boosting the immune system. Rachel appears to be faced with a grim situation, given that her family struggles to buy basic foodstuffs.
Things that are here, mealie-meal, salt, and that are not there, cooking oil, tea leaves, and there's no light that we can light when it is midnight.
Her sister's condition is now affecting Rachel's schoolwork.
I cannot concentrate with my lessons because I can think that she is lonely at home. What things can do if she is here? Especially, I think people can enter here and ask her who is there, and there's no answer can talk with her. She will be lonely and people cannot talk with her.
Harare resident Takudzwa Nderere witnessed the plight of the Longisani family when she attended a funeral in the area recently. She says communities should assist people like Anna.
It's a sad situation. The lady has been hit hard from every corner. She's poverty stricken, she's blind, she's living positively, and apart from that, she's staying with her father, someone who can't really assist her in terms of personal hygiene and everything. And also looking into it, the situation as well, the neighbors are also withdrawing from assisting her. It's something that probably there is need for the community to look into this issue carefully and clearly.
Some people in Longisani's situation in rural areas get financial and material assistance from the Department of Social Welfare. But Anna is not entitled to the help because Epworth is only 25 kilometers from the capital, Harare. A spokesperson for the Department of Social Welfare, who declined to be named, said they have a public assistance program aimed at reducing poverty to vulnerable groups. However, they have been forced to restrict the program to rural areas due to financial challenges facing the country, leaving those in urban areas desperate for help. Media lecturer Alexander Rusero says there should be no excuse for failing to assist people with disabilities.
There is no government that can justify lack of resources, especially to cater for group with special needs in the society. Unfortunately, at Zimbabwe's level, we don't have a ministry as of yet that cater For the physically challenged, for the blind, for the albinos.
Rusero says government and civic organizations should work together in educating communities about disability and HIV/AIDS to curb stigma and discrimination.
We are still trapped in the medieval and traditional mentality of thinking that such kind of people are a curse, such kind of people are outcasts of the society, yet they are also human beings with inalienable rights, just like any other human being. So it is a major cause of concern, and the government must chip in.
It remains to be seen whether Longisani will get any help from the state or any organization, as she remains neglected due to disability challenges and while struggling with being HIV positive. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.
Suspended Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni says he still thinks that local government minister Xavier Kasukuwere erred in suspending him because he didn't do anything wrong in the execution of his duties as the council leader. Speaking for the first time after the High Court last week dismissed his urgent application challenging his suspension, Manyenyeni says he does not regret his action as he was guided by the Constitution and Urban Councils Act. Manyenyeni was suspended 3 weeks ago on allegations of insubordination and disobeying the minister after his council employed James Mushore as the city's town clerk. He speaks with reporter Jonga Kandemire.
We still try and give the court a bit of space to give whatever they call justice, and we await the outcomes.
How are you feeling about all this, the impact of all this on the council operations?
Okay, at a personal level, obviously the decision suspension has been received and taken on board by myself. A lot of people are more angry than I am. I'm at peace with it. Okay, but in terms of council operations, yes, certainly there are arrangements in place. There is an acting mayor, councillors are there, management teams are there. But the current apprehension around the suspended mayor, the issue of bringing finality to the appointment of the town clerk, which we thought we had done, which has been challenged, they created a lot of uncertainty around a lot of areas. Some areas, some issues that need attention are long-standing. They've been with us for a long time, like salary arrears, other arrears, service delivery issues. Those things require concrete, stable leadership on both arms of council, the policymaker level and the executive level. So the current impact is most unhealthy and it's poorly timed for the crisis that the city is facing.
Do you still think that the minister aided in suspending you?
There is nothing that we did as council, there's nothing that I did as a leader of council and mayor that I would regret.
And that was a suspended Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni speaking on the line with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemire.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. Today we have a very special young man, and his name is Wanda, who stays in Mashingo, 22 years old, and he is the chairman for Transform Credit Organization. So for all the youth out there who want to know the importance of savings, tune in. Hello, Wanda. How are you?
I'm fine now.
I'm fine. Please tell us about what your organization does.
Okay. Transform Credit Association is all about saving. It's a savings and credit cooperative. Our main thrust is to encourage students to save. We all have the fundamental belief that we want to get rich. But then through our own research, we've discovered how can a person get rich. Then we saw that the best way for a person to get rich is through saving.
So are you acting as a financial institution?
Okay, we are a cooperative. We are not a financial institution per se. Actually, we are registered with the Ministry of Small to Medium Scale Enterprises, Ministry of SMEs.
How are you marketing this product?
We are targeting our fellow students. We started with our own classmates because those are the ones who saw us from every day as we started our organization. So we started working with this. Then we put a lot of posters around the university and we started to get contacts from the rest of the university. And now we are trying to push towards contacts with other universities as well. Our trust is to get students from all universities.
Can you explain to us why youth should get into savings?
So you need to save. You need to control your expenditure. Even as little as you have, you need to have something put aside for your future. So we encourage people to save because of that. It can increase one self-confidence because you know you have contingent plans if anything happens. Then for students, these people, they are the elders of tomorrow. So
now to recap on today's top stories. Zimbabwean villagers attack President Mugabe for donating cassava in Masvingo province ravaged by a crippling drought.
That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela silichana njani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 16 ngonkwenkwezi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
abantu abakhona imali ukuthi bathenge izinto sekusho ukuthi sokule deflation ibangela ukuthi izinto ziyazikhona ezinengi kodwa abantu bayabengela imali ukuthi bathenge feel ukuthi cash crisis ihluphe kakhulu njalo i-economy yethu ayisebenzi ngendlela okumele isebenze kahle.
Uhlangothi lwe-Simstars luthi intengo yempahla elizweni lokhe isehla kubangelwa ikwehla kwenani labathengi ngoba bengelamali. Odokotela bakwelemelika belapha abantu abazalwa belendebe ezidabukileyo esibhedlela sempilo. Kwezemidlalo iqembu le-FC Platinum libuyelile esiqongweni sengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Odokotela bakwelemelika baqhuba uhlelo lokwelapha abantu abazalwa belendebe ezidabukileyo esibhedlela sempilo kobulawayo lapho abakhangelelwe ukuhlinza abantu abangamachumi amabili. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Umqondisi we-Operation of Hope, uDokotela Jennifer Mora, uthi kulequla labodokotela labongi abemelika labakwamanye amazwe aze labo ukuzoqhuba lumsebenzi abawuqala eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2006 eHarare. Lo nyaka bayaqala ukuqhuba lumsebenzi kobulawayo ngoba bananzelela ukuba abantu bahamba umango omude ukuzohlinzwa eHarare. UMatron Sibusisiwe Faith Ndlovu, isikhulumi sesibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital, uthi izolo bahlole abantu abangamachumi ayisikhombisa kodwa phakathi kwabo abangamachumi amabili yibo abazahlinzwa ngoba abezempilakahle abe-Operation of Hope bezaqhuba lumsebenzi okwensuku ezinhlanu kuphela kobulawayo.
Nama doctors lawa labo nurses laba babuye bevele America ngabantu abazinikeleyo abakadalwa abakulaluthe sibanceda ngalo ukuthi singathi ama patients kumele bevela lokhu bavela lokhu balento zabo ezanileyo.
Unkosikazi Sibonile Ncube osuka kwesiphepha eCholocho uthi umzukulu wakhe uNkosi Thandile Ngwenya owazalwa elendebe lesilakalaka esidabukileyo ubemelele ukuhlinzwa lamhlanje ngoba isimo akuso senza ehluleke ukudla lokukhuluma.
Wayele cleft lip palate wa-operator ngo-2013, so lo nyaka ngo-2016 ngicela ukubana azovalwa phakathi kwenzela ukuthi ayikhulume esikolo. Amatichara bathi kabamuzwe amabala awakhulumayo.
Kuthi unkosikazi Silethubuhle Nkandla osuka elokishini lenketha kobulawayo indodana yakhe uAndiswa Nyoni olenyanga ezilithumi izelwe layo iyahlinzwa.
Nambelethela khona apha empilo elekleflesles palace kodwa hayi ukhulen bakhakula lutholo luhlupha kangako kuyohlupha phela nxa esi namhlanje landi ukuthi azeopera sele 10 months.
Kuthi unkosikazi Opachi Kofa owemagwegwe kobulawayo olengane ebivela hlinzwa uSipho Mushanyiri oleminyaka elithumi lasithupha ubejabula okwamagama ethi laba bantu akazi ukuthi bangivelele ngaphi ngoba ubengasozi afa enelisa indleko yokuthi ingane yakhe ihlinzwe.
Ngizalele khona apha empilo evele ekliptek so ngithe ngimzala bathi bazamu-operate baphinda bathi umncane mbuye layo after 6 months. So after 6 months andivane ngithanda ukuya layo ngokubani mamam wayinto ngosipho hlale njalo wakhule njalo up to now sasesibuya-ke ngesunday ekuseni wahle wa-adimit.
Ingcwethi zezempilakahle zihlanganisa e-Operation of Hope zilenhlelo emazweni abalisa iZambia, Malawi lamanye ase-Asia zigxile ekuhlinzeni indebe lezilakalaka kuphela njalo zizinikela ukwenza lomsebenzi kungelambadalo zizihlawulela indleko yokusuka emazweni azo okubiza inkulungwane ezedlula $50 amadola i-$50,000 kuhlanyene lemithi. Abalesi lakalaka esidabukileyo balakho ukudla nzima ukudla kuphuma ngamakhala okugcina kubangela eminye imikhuhlane lowuhitshwa yikudla. Udokotela Mora ubike ukuba ngesikhathi behlinza abantu bayafundisa njalo odokotela labongi beZimbabwe okuyiyo injongo kayise udokotela Joseph Clawson owaqala linhlanganiso. Uhulumende weZimbabwe encedisana lenkampani yeShapes leRotary Club bayancedisa kulolu hlelo lokuhlinza indebe lesilakalaka. Ngimele Studio 7 yikobulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ikhasi leFacebook leVOA indebe liqhuba umncintiswano wamavidiyo abaculi bomdumo we-hip hop besenza i-freestyle indebe le-rap ngoNkwenkwezi 2016. Lapho abaculi abaphiwa khona ithuba lokuthumela ividiyo yomzuzu owodwa lengxenye betshaya isitayela samahhala. Lawa amavidiyo azabukiswa kuleli khasi njalo ungathola ama-like amaningi uzothola umvuzo we-radio yesola lethuba lokungena kuhlelo lwe-Woza Friday lapho esixoxa labaculi sidlale lengoma zabo emsakazweni ukuze abantu bazi ngomculo wakho. Ungakhuthwa yileli thuba, thumela yakho ividiyo nge-email ku-studio7news.com loba ku-WhatsApp ethi 0012024650318. Ngizaphinda njalo 0012024650318. I-Studio 7 umsakazo okulibazisayo lokunikeza indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Uhlangothi lweZimstars luthi intengo yempahla elizweni lokhe isehla kubangelwa ikwehla kwenani labathengi ngoba bengelamali. Lolu hlangothi luthi isibonelo salokho sikhuphuke ngesilinganiso sokugodwa lengxenye i-1.6% ekhulwini ngenyanga kamabasa. Ngokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni, iningi liyehluleka ukuthenga impahla esitolo okubangela ukuthi impahla itholakale kodwa imali ibe lilihlo lentwala. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho uMnumzana Masimba kuchera yena othi ngempela kula mali elizweni.
Udaba olukhona lapha kukhanya njengani abantu abakhwela mali ukuthi bathenge izinto sekusithukuthi sokule deflation ibangelwa ngokuthi izinto ziya zikhona eziningi kodwa abantu bayabengenamali ukuthi so kukhanya njengani kuthengisa feel ukuthi i-cash crisis sihluphe kakhulu njalo i-economy yethu ayisebenzi ngendlela okumele isebenze kahle
okokuthi
khonoko aku line ukuhle kwakhona esingathi ngama benefits ngesilungu
angaba khona ukuthi impengo ingehla ukuthi into sithenge ethule kuma shelf ngoba abathengisayo abafuna ukuthi babone izinto kuningi kuma shelf so ngendlela sifuna ukuthi intengo ingehla sifile ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi benelise ukuthenga kathesi ngizothi ukuthi belungisa amanye ama-product ahambelana ne-economy ekhona kathesi so engibona kwenzakala ukuthi intengo izehlabijana athi kakhulu uze abantu bakwanse ukuthi bathenge izinto ukuthi zingahlale ema-shelves ngoba uyawazi ukuthi nxa uyi-supermarket na-operator nge-concept leyane abayithi i-small profit quick return ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bathengise izinto eziningi basize ama-profit kuma-volumes ababethengisile so ngenzakala kusile ukuthi bengehlisa intengo ukuthi abantu bathenge kuze balungise okunye.
Lo ngumnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi kwezenotho obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha a Voice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lila konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo beZimbabwe eJoshua Mqabuko Youth Movement ithi iphakathi kohlelo lokuqoqa abatsha ukuze basebenzele ukuthola inkululeko kwezenotho. UBenedict Nhlapo uxoxa lomunye wababona ngokuqotshwa kwenhlelo zalinhlanganiso kwele South Africa, umnumzana Canisius Nkala.
Inhlanganiso yeJoshua Mqabuko Youth Movement ibunjwe ngabatsha phansi kwenhlanganiso yeJoshua Nkomo Cultural Movement ngenjongo yokulondoloza lokugcwalisa izifiso uNkomo ayelazo ngeZimbabwe. Omunye wababona ngoqoqo kwenhlelo zalinhlanganiso elempandezayo kobulawayo eZimbabwe, umnumzana Canisius Nkala, uthi aluba izifiso zikaNkomo ngentsha eZimbabwe kazizange zilahlwe, aluba iZimbabwe lilizwe eliphumelele kakhulu.
Sibheke kulegacy yakhe uNkomo ikakhulu ezakhabatsha bangabi ngabazachaya abantu kodwa babe ngabazathi kusasa nabo bame belolutho ngoba phela ukuthengisa ilizwe kuvela endlaleni ikanti ukuze umuntu abe ngumthengisi uqala lanjiswe eselambile nxa umuntu engabuya lokudla umuntu elambile wenza maye sesidla ngamsola.
Uthi uNkomo wayengafuni inja iqatshwe kodwa wayefuna kube yibo abaqatshi, kungakho waduma ngokutshela labo ababesithi bafuna imali esithi baphendulele leli bala libe ngulima.
Wayebabona bengabantu abangazi ukube besebenzela umuntu kodwa abayibo abazaona ama-means of production abazaba ngama-entrepreneur abantu abayibona babe besenza izinto zenzakayo. Sithi uthengisa inyawo zenkukhu sibe sesithi i-entrepreneur kodwa ubebona kungosupply inyawo zenkukhu kulabo bantu ababezithengisa.
UNkala uthi kulahlwa kwephupho okamqabuko ayelalo ngentsha eZimbabwe yikho kwafaka ilizwe ebunzimeni elikibo okwamanje. Uthi yikho nje inhlanganiso yakhe isikhethe kusukuma iqoqe intsha ukuze bazitholele inkululeko kwezomnotho.
Sifuna thina i-youth ministry ingameli ibandla kodwa imele abatsha. Sifuna thina ama-SMEs, ama-small to medium enterprise companies angabi ngama-offers only to certain parties but to all youths across.
Ngokutsho kukaNkala ukuze lokho kwenzakale kuzafuze kuphele umkhuba wokuthi ingatsha zikahulumende ezibheka abatsha zimele kuphela intsha yebandla elibusayo.
Uma celebrate uNkomo celebrate i-democracy esibuyile yenza kube lamaphathi amaningi okunjalo siyakugqugquzela ukuthi noma ukuliphi ibandla usegatsheni lwabatsha akube khona inhlelo nani elizinikeza libe lizofunda liqhumane nabanye ngoba lilodwa ngeke liyendawo uma singabambani singabatsha alikho kusasa kwalela leli lizwe.
Unkala uthi banxusa yonke intsha eZimbabwe ukuthi ibe ingxenye yalolu hlelo kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngiyaliphi ibandla lezombusazwe njengoba eyabo inhlanganiso ingathathi hlangothi kwezombusazwe.
Kukhona esikuhlelayo ukuthi abatsha bayofundiswa ngokuthi kanti masibheke ilizwe yini vele i-economy. Bangafundiswa ukuthi i-economy ngelihlo lomunye umuntu noma ngelihlo le-political party kodwa ngelihlo elithi mangaka amathuba esilawo esingawasebenzisa ukuthi siphakame singabatsha.
Uthi kungekudala inhlanganiso yakhe iza kwethekelela indawo ezijeneyo zelizwe ifundisa abatsha ngezomnotho nokuphana amacebo ukuthi kwenziweni ukuze intsha ithole inkululeko kwezomnotho. Uthi inye kuphela inhloso yabo ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe ube sezandleni zentsha yelizwe okuyiyo ephethe kusasa yelizwe. Ngimelestu 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwenzi connection kusasa sikhangela umkhankaso oqhutshwa ngabanye ebulenjini be-internet okhuthaza uZulu ukuthi asukume alwele amalungelo akhe njalo asole umbuso weZANU-PF. Umkhankaso lo uqhutshwa ikakhulu enkundleni yeTwitter phansi kwesihloko esithi This Flag. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Omunye wabasakhulayo abangene kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lonyaka umnumzana Nkosana Mazivisa uthi uyajabula kakhulu ngethuba leli njalo uthi ukhangelele ukuthola ulwazi oluza kwenza enelise ukuqhelisa ibhizimusi lakhe. UMazivisa ngusomabhizimusi wakobulawayo olenkampani ethiwa yiSwadi njalo ungomunye wabontanga beZimbabwe abangamashumi ayisithupha abaza ngapha eMelika ngenyanga ezayo ukuze eqhuba izifundo ezijiyeneyo kundaba zobukhokheli la kanye la kwezamabhizimusi. Uthi kunengi akhangelele ukukufunda phansi kwalo luhlelo.
Lithuba elingavama ngempilweni zethu njengabantu abathi abadala bathi ukuhamba kuzala induna. Iprogram le nje ngikhanele ukuthi ingangithuthukisa mina njengomuntu, iphinde ithuthukise isigaba sakithi, lelizwe kazi lakithi, ngoba nxa sibhoda kwamanye amazwe sibona ukwenzakalani kusenza sibe lomvamvithi ukuthi silungisise ilizwe lethu njengabantu abatsha kwezomkhonomi lalapha esisebenza khona ukubana kathi singayincedisana njani ukubana iZimbabwe ithuthuke. So ithuba kule Mandela Washington Fellowship lithuba elihle kakhulu ukubana ngaliyaqhubeka kakhulu lidingo abanye ontanga bangene phakathi sixhasane lamanye amazwe.
Yenzani kahle kahle inkampani yakho?
Iswati, the Taste of India, yikampani yenza ama-biscuits, yenza lama-chips esithi thina ngama-pastry chips, iphinde yenze lama-chips esithi thina ngama-potato crispy. Ama-chips la nxa siwenza, siwenza local kwaBulawayo, siwapackage, siwadistribute kuma-shops njengabo Wagons labo Choppies. Sakunanzela kakhulu ukubana ilizwekazi lakithi eleZimbabwe kalisela production njengendlela eyayisenzakala kudala. Sesirilaya kakhulu kuma-import, sesi-importa kakhulu, sasikunanzela ukuthi kuhle ukubana sivuselele i-industry. So iSwadi imelele i-industry. Iba elithi Swadi libala elamandiya elithi ukuthi tasty or delicious. Li-complimente esithi thina ngamazwi abontanga nxa besithi I'm swagging, besithi ukuthi ngithenile ngimuhle. So iSwadi loswegi uhamba ndawonye kuthinta ontanga obayibo esithi thina ngama-main customers ethu.
Siyazi amabhizimusi amaningi ayasadalala elizweni, amanye amaningi sevalile kobulawayo, linaleni lisanjani?
Okwenza iSwadi iqhubeke isiya phambili yindlela esimaneja ngayo izinto. Okokuqala, lizananzela ukubana i-target market yethu, ama-customers ethu ngabantu abatsha. So sifinyelela bona direct phansi kuze bazwisise ukuthi iSwati ithoni njalo ukuthenga ama product eSwati kulomuntu banempilweni zabo. Uphinde othinte indaba yokubana amanye ama companies asadalala kunzima ngoba ama cost of productions are very high. Ukuproduce esithina ikuphika lezo zinto kuyadura. Sasesinanzelela ukubana kunamanye ama products esingawayenza angakhava indleko zama products anzima esithi thina kuthiwa yi-matrix strategy. Ama-products adurayo akhava ngama-products achiphileyo. Njalo okunye ekwenza iSwati iphumelele iqhubeke isiya phambili yokubana i-marketing strategy yethu ithiyene namanye abantu.
Umnumzana Nkosana Mazibisa ngosomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabontanga beZimbabwe abaza ngapha eMelika ngenyanga ezayo phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Ku Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela udubo lokwehla kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe kubangelwa ikwehla kwenani labathengi ngoba bengelamali. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafithane. Umongameli Danilo Medina wakwele Dominican Republic ukhangelelwe ukunqoba kukhetho oluqhutshwe izolo okuzamupha ithuba lokubusa okwehlandla lesibili. Impumela yalolukhetho iqale ukuphuma emadabuka kusa lamhlanje njalo iveza ukuthi uMedina uyakhokhela ngamavoti enqoba isinothi sakulelo lizwe ancintisana laso umnumzana Louis Abinadam. Uzulu wemazweni asathuthukayo emhlabeni jikelele nguye ozabhekana lobunzima obukhulu bokungani kuhle kwezulu kumbe ukuna kwalo kwedlulise amalawulo kubangelwa ukuguquka komkhathi. Lokho kuphume embikweni wenhlanganiso ye-Christian Aid lamhlanje. Uhulumende weZimbabwe sesungule uhlelo lokucubungula udubo lwabesifazana abafa ngesikhathi bekhipha izisu. Kubika uNothando Spanda.
Lihlelisiso yenziwa ezigabeni zonke zelizwe lugatsha lwezempilakahle luphathisana lohlelo lwe-University of Zimbabwe and University of California San Francisco Collaborative Research Program ngenhloso yokudingisisa inani labesifazana elikhipha izisu eliza ezibhedlela ukuzokwelashwa ngemva indleko inani labafayo lelizithwala lingajonganga. Unkosazana Qondile Dube osebenza labesifazana abadlwanguliweyo uthi lolu phenyo luqakathekile ngoba baningi abesifazana abafa bezama ukukhipha isisu lendleko yokwelapha labo abasinda ekundlela zokwenza lokhu okungaphandle komthetho.
Iminitri yona ngokwayo since umuntu kumbe uyaberetshiwe or elokunye kumbe incest ethatha isikhathi ukuthi aza abhothe kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi khona maybe kuyabe ungasikho sefo ukuthi agcine se-abhotha okungalimazi umntwana la.
UMadube uqhubeke ethi uhulumende kumele ananzelele ukuthi lapho wesifazana ethatha isinqumo lesi esibeka impilo yakhe engozini kutsho ukuthi kuyabe kulezi zathu ezimqoka ezenza athathe lelinyathelo.
Ukwenza i-abortion ibe legal, it's one thing appropriate because baningi abantu abangagcina abantwana abe abangakwanisi ukuba support ngoba umntwana uqhakathekile ukuthi lapho ekhula umnike everything I need. So nxa if you think you have all the reasons to say mina ngikho capable ukuthi ngigcine umntwana and lo ngabe ngila at that time, ku-right ukuthi abantu bavunyelwe ukwenza uku-abort.
unkosikazi Priska Spindi osebenza kwezempila kahle uthi lolu ludubo oludinga ukuxwayisiswa ngoba asemaningi amantombazana akhupha izisu eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuswela ulwazi ngokuvikela ukuzithwala engakazimiseli.
EZimbabwe kulohlupho sibili lwabantwana between 13 to say 18 years ababe abortion. Ikakhulu ngibona ngani abantwana laba balohlupho ngenxa yokuthi bahlala khatshana especially emakhaya kumbe singathi endaweni lezi ezirisekiliweyo ungananzelela eziningi zakhona zilama clinics. Ukuthi abantwana laba bathole imfundiso kubanzi.
Wengeze ethi kugcina kudalela uhulumende indleko enkulu ekwelapheni abesifazana abakhiphe izisu.
Abazali esikhathini esiningi bakhangela umntwana lo esegula sebezama ukuhambisa esibhedlela esikhathini esiningi kuyabe sokungasasizi ngoba abantwana abanjalo bafika besifa kumbe nxa engazange afa umntwana nalo ofike wasizakala kwesinye isikhathi inzalo ihle ivaleke khonapho ukuthi even esefuna eseyendile kumbe later on in life esefuna ukuthi asizakale uyabe engasakwanisi ukuthabela abantwana.
Osakhulayo unkosazana Runyararo Makhombe uthi lapho kusenziwa lolo phenyo kumele kukhulunyiswane labasakhulayo abayibo abalenani eliphezulu elizithola likulolo dubo.
Umuntu angakwazi ukuthi ama-contraceptives angawasebenzisa like ama-condoms or ama-morning after or ama-family planning pills nxa engelakho khonokho and then mistakenly ebesezithwala. Definitely umuntu angkhona abengakabi ready esingabantwana abakabi ready ukuthi besithathe ama-families abo and maybe they just want to have sex just for fun.
Lanxa kunjalo bakhona bangavumelani lesenzo sokukhipha isisu abathi lokhu kufana nje lokubulala abafana lesakhamuzi unkosikazi Felicity Moyo.
I-abortion ayikho right, kumele siyekele umthetho onjalo because kuyabe kubulala umphefumu lo muntu uyabungela cala ivela yilungelanga umuntu wesifazane ngoba uyakwanisa ukuthi afe during the process.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngokholo lwesiKristu uReverend Hussein Sibanda othi owesifazana kumele abe lakho ukukhupha isisu lapho impilo yakhe isengozini kuphela hatshi ngenxa yokudlwangulwa ngoba usane lufana laye alulacala okudingakalayo yikuthi athole akhulumisana labo bemnika isibindi umntwana angabulawa kuthi lalapho esebelethile uhulumende aphathise ekukhuliseni leyo ngane.
Loba isenzo esiyabe silethele umntwana singasithandi kodwa umntwana lo ngumuntu okumele athande odalwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu ngakho akumelanga akhitshwe.
Umthetho weTermination of Pregnancy Act uvumela ukukhitshwa kwesisu nxa sibe khona ngenxa yokudlwangulwa kwesifazana emithiswe isihlobo segazi nxa sifaka impilo yakhe engozini kumbe nxa usane oluzazalwa lugogeke okokuthi aluzukuphila impilo ekhwabithekayo. Okwakhathesi kulabesifazane abangaba zinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili i-20,000 elibulawa yikukhipha isisu kuthi phose ikhulu lenkulungwane i-80,000 likhupha okungekho emthethweni ngomnyaka. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngingunothando Sibanda.
Kwezemidlalo iqembu le-FC Platinum libuyelile esiqongweni sengalane ye-Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela sonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum liphindele phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kokunqoba ele-Dynamos nge-1 kanya emdlalweni obusenkundleni ye-Rufaro ngesonto. Ekupheleni komdlalo kube lobudlwangudlwangu wamapholisa eselwisana labalandeli beqembu le-Dynamos bona abakade becula betshengisela ukungathokozi kwabo ngokwenzakala kuleli qembu lona elihlezi kwindawo yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane yemiklomelo. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lile miklomelo elithumi lesithupha ngemva kwemidlalo eyisithupha. Kwindawo yesibili kuhlezi iqembu layo elendazi lona elinqobe lengezi Platinum nge-4-1 njalo elile miklomelo elithumi lantathu ngemva kwebhoso kule qembu le-Cape United lona elitshawe nge-2-1 ngele-Haumain ngomgqibelo njalo lile miklomelo elithumi lantathu kodwa lingaphansi kweqembu layo elendazi ngoba lihlohleka lutshwane. Kundawo yesine kule qembu le-Haumain lona elile miklomelo elithumi lanye okulinani lamaqembu ahlezi ngaphansi kwalo athe le-ZPC Kariba kanye lele-Triangle. Iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqobele Mutare City nge-2-0 ngomgqibelo kuthi ele-Triangle litshaye le-Chicken Inn ngolwesihlanu. Iqembu le-Harare City lihlezi kwindawo yesikhombisa njalo ngelinye lamaqembu ayisithupha ele miklomelo yesikhombisa abalisa ele-Chicken Inn ele-Bulawayo City elengezi Platinum ele-Cholocho kanye lele-Wange. Abafana be-Harare City batshawe nge-1 kanyanga be-Cholocho kuthi abe-Bulawayo City babe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 labe-Chapungu. Ukapteni weqembu le-Bulawayo City uXolisani Moyo uveze ukudana ngokwehluleka kwabo ukunqoba bedlala besekhaya.
The point is home.
Kundawo yesine usuka ngaphansi kwengalane kule qembu leMutare City Rovers lona elemiklomelo yisithupha ngaphansi kweqembu leMutare City kulamaqembu athele Chapungu kanye lele Dynamos bona elemiklomelo emihlanu ngalinye emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo kule qembu leBotha Strikers lona elingakabi ngitsho lowodwa umklomelo njalo linqotshwe nge-1 kanyangele wange ngesonto edluleyo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthwakazo elivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lila.